Good morning. 7:35 a.m. on the 21st of March, 2014. Another chilly morning. And let me just assure you that I don't want to walk this morning. I'm trying to put this walk behind me this morning. For those of you who are keeping score, today is day number 800. In 4 more days, on the 25th, it will be the 3rd anniversary. So, I've had 830 or 40 episodes. I don't know what the file number is for today. Not all the episodes were walking, hence the discrepancy between day count and file number, episode number. But this would mark 1,600 miles if I hadn't botched up the marking somewhere along the line, because I don't think that's what my mileage meter shows. Maybe it is. At any rate, yeah, I didn't want to walk this morning. I got the kid home, I got the kid to school, and then I came home, and before I had a chance to think about it, I made myself put on my fleece and grab the headset and leave again. Because if I had done anything else, I would not have made the walk. It's one of those days where I'm feeling faintly nauseous. No, that's not right. Faintly nauseated. Nauseous is something else. Faintly nauseated. And I just don't feel like it. However, I think part of it is last night I had one of those episodes. And I'll share it with you, even though it's kind of lame and whiny and a bit of a bummer, but it's part of, I think it's part of being a writer. I think it's part of being a creative. I think it's part of being somebody who relies on imagination and inspiration to drive perspiration to create. And that's it. After yet another one-star review of OwnerShare. Or maybe it was a two-star review. I've had a number of people, and I won't say, I almost said a lot, but it's not, a lot is not true. I've had a number of people who have said, oh, this was such a good series, and he ruined it at the last minute. This last book was too long, too rambly. The plot was stupid. And he left Ishmael adrift at the end. Now, I'm really sensitive to the fact that the book is really long. And I'd really like to have cut it down. But the question becomes, where and how? Because every leg of that trip, every leg of the journey, every flight that he makes with everyone is all folded in. There's a reason for each leg of the journey. Otherwise, I would have just pulled the change the date and move on trick. And while I did chop 30,000 words out of the beginning, that nobody is ever going to notice. I couldn't chop anything else out. Or at the point where I was writing it, I couldn't see how I might chop anything else out. Now, I don't know, maybe. Point is, I couldn't at the time, And it seemed like fair in a way to have the last book be the longest, to get one long ride in the share books to close it out. And then there's the whole, I can't believe you did this to me, which is basically what they're saying. And the answer is, I didn't do it to you. And I can't believe you did it to Ishmael. And the answer is, that ending had to be there. It's, the only question is what kind of plot to use to drive the ending. But Ishmael had to be traumatized in order to leave the iris, in order to be sprung from his current past. Because people don't change paths, particularly long-standing trajectories, without a lot of reason, without a lot of motivation. Now, I could have had him getting tired, I could have had him doing any number of things, but I could have had him lose Greta in blowing up the ship. I could have had her decide, no, it wasn't that, all that, a bag of chips anyway, and dump them. I could have done a lot of things, but none of those alternate endings would have necessarily given me the things that I needed to start the next series. So the things I needed to start telling the kinds of stories that Ishmael needs to move on to start telling. Now, could I have done it? Yeah, I could have, but it's not the point of the series. It's not the point of the, it's not the point of the capstone of the series. It's not a point of that book. The point of that book was, in a certain sense, Peter Principle, where Ishmael actually rose to his level of incompetence. He was not, when he comes right down to it, he was not a competent owner. He bought a ship that he didn't know. He signed contracts that he didn't vet. He made several mistakes along the way, none of which were directly attributable. And that's probably where people have the biggest disconnect, is that his downfall was not brought on by his incompetence. And yet it was clear that he was, at least to me, while successful, largely successful because of the people around him. And if he failed, it was largely because of the people around him. Anita left me a wonderful comment. She sent me an email about the ending that I appreciated very much. I think a lot of people get shocked by that one chapter and never actually see what happens in the aftermath. The idea that the main character should, in a sense, lose the final battle, not win it, but lose it, and lose it in a catastrophic way, lose it in a way that is, in a certain sense, random, in a certain sense, not, because this is clearly not random. But was true to the idea of Monk Po, true to the ideal of that everything that happens in the book, other than the fact that he's a ship captain sailing an interstellar freighter, could happen to people, and that quite frequently good, honest, hardworking people are struck down by seemingly random happenstance, by tragic coincidence, by the odd car crash, by more and more these days in the U.S., drive-by shootings. This is a drive-by knifing. So yeah, there is that. There's also the thing about technology that bugs me. Yeah, I know. It's not because I'm stupid. It's because I'm doing it for a reason. This is frontier. This is corporate culture. This is the cheapest possible tool set. And it is control. There is a reason people don't communicate very freely. It's a question of control. Confederated Planets Joint Committee on Everything. That has always been the fundamental platform on which this whole universe that we've seen so far is based, and which Odin's outpost is the antithesis. It's the rabbit hole down which all kinds of other things happen. Sneeze, excuse me. Bless me. There's a sun. There's a name for that sun sneeze thing. I don't know what it is. I can't remember what it is. Helio something, I think. Anyway, so there's this whole thing about it. And I've forgotten. I was talking to Dan Sawyer last night about the whole thing. And his advice is stop reading your reviews. Yeah, I can't. And I do know, you know, intellectually I know that, you know, it's really only marking how well I'm tracking outside of my base niche. And the reality is that even within my base, when I published this thing in audio, the blowback was humongous. It stopped me from writing for 6 months. The death threats and hate mail were a bit over the top. So yeah, it's like, I hate to say, because it sounds like I'm blaming the reader for an incompetent writing, but it's like, no, the story is not what you think it is. The story is not on the surface. The story is not about hurting Ishmael for the purpose of hurting Ishmael. The story is not about my George R.R. Martin complex or my Joss Whedon wannabe-ness. It's about wanting to tell some other kinds of stories, some different stories featuring Ishmael Huang. Because I like the character, because I like the way he works, I like the way he thinks, I like the way he operates. And to marry him off and send him off to happily ever afterland, that's not where he goes. Keep in mind, and somebody tagged this in one of the comments they left on the book, is that he's like 40 something. Well, that's the new 20. The guy's barely had a chance to go out. It's what's astonishing is his rapid rise, and in large part because that was dictated by the series. It was dictated by the fact that I couldn't have more huge breaks between stories the way I did between Double and Captains. You know, the 4 years between Full and Double, that Ishmael goes to college thing. That's minor, but you know, the fact that he probably should have had 30, 40 years experience before he was put up for captain. To be seated in the exam at such an early age with so little actual time in grade. That was a stretch. There was a certain sense of violation of the rules that I set up for him. And yet nobody complained about the fact that he was promoted to captain early, only that I didn't have him be second mate and first mate and have those adventures along the way. And the answer is there's no share for that. Like, there's no share for the academy. There's no cadet's share. And then there's the doubt. Over and above all of that, last night I was hit pretty rigorously by the doubt and fear. What if they're right? What if that's a crappy book? What if I can't write? Now, I've written two books since that, Saphira's Call and Hermit, which I think are both, in many ways, better books. Not nearly as successful, but the franchise is not as developed, so understandable, I think. But do I have more stories? Can I make them compelling? Are there more things to talk about? Clearly, there's more to the golden age of the Solar Clipper than we've seen. And I've got a whole host of new characters to visit, to explore down the rabbit hole. But Ishmael has a quest. He's got a task. He didn't quite realize it yet, I don't think. But he's got a mission. And whether or not, and how he pursues a mission, I have no idea. I don't know. Is he going to be recruited? Is he going to follow it on his own? He is going back to Port Newmar. That shouldn't be a spoiler for anyone. Oh, that was slow. 18 minutes on the back half. Well, yeah, okay. 34 minutes for the full 2 miles. That's still not bad. That's still not bad. I'll take it. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.